What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Yes, it is Sunday. Sunday fun day. And what comes on? The Walking Dead, as you can tell. The episode was called Twice as Far. It aired tonight. Tonight's date is March 20th. Alongside of me, all the way from Miami, Florida, I got Kristen from According to Kristen. What's up?
What up?
This is the first time we've ever done this before.
I know.
Normally, we like do it like a day or 2 days or maybe a month later. But this one, you know, we were like, hey, my son is with his grandparents. And I was like, let's knock it out. And you're like, well, let me see, because I might have a dinner to go to. I'm kind of like Jesus in training.
That's
blah,
a lie.
Blah, 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 blah. So we got you. And then I was like, let's get Brancy on. And Brancy was about to jump on and then realized that she has a homework assignment due in an hour.
Mm-hmm. She just texted me and said that you must be determined to exile her.
How am I trying to exile her?
I don't know.
I actually tried to have her on the show, and she's irresponsible and didn't do her homework.
Oh, my God.
So text her that right there. Go ahead, text her while we wait.
No, go.
All right, so let's talk about this episode. It's kind of emotional.
I know.
Kind of shocking.
Yes, definitely.
Let's talk about Denise. Now, you know, during this whole time that she gets in the truck and she's talking and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I mean, in my notes, throughout my notes, I'm like, she's an idiot. She's an idiot. You know, the things that she's doing, she's taking too many chances. She's an idiot. Why is she going in this room? It's pitch dark. She's an idiot. Why does she want a freaking cooler? Just one soda? You have a six pack and you're only going to take one can? You're an idiot. And then she starts doing this speech, which, I gotta say it, Kristen, was an outstanding speech.
I agree.
I mean, it was, I was like, oh, I like you. I'm liking you. And then my wife was sitting next to me watching it. And all of a sudden, and you both of us were like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Oh, my
God. My jaw dropped. I was like, did that just happen? And then, like, as soon as it happened, I was like, well, Carl got shot in the eye and he lived.
No, I think Carl, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's obvious. I mean, when he got, I thought he, I was like, he's a goner. But I mm-hmm. guess somehow it went in and then kind of moved and kind of went out. Who knows where the fuck the bullet went? I guess they were able to get it out somehow. But this one here, and then she kept on talking while the shit was in her head still.
I know.
Oh, I was like,
she's a good actress though, because her speech changed.
Yeah. When,
so I like that she did that, because it wasn't just like, okay, yeah, I'm still talking normal, but then bye.
Oh, no, no, no. That was because I think I saw something. Did you get a chance to watch The Talking Dead?
I saw the beginning of it.
Yeah. So I think they showed a little bit of it. And, you know, and of course, it's, you know, it's all special effects, but, you know, you could see when Daryl grabs her, but she doesn't have the arrow in her head, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think on top of what you just said, it's yeah. I mean, kudos to this chick. I've never seen her anything, and they mentioned something else that she was in.
Nurse Jackie, I think.
Yeah,
they
Nurse
said.
Jackie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So apparently, she's really badass. How do you think Tara's gonna take this?
I don't think she's gonna. I don't think anyone's gonna take it well, to be honest, because she's the doctor.
I know that was the first thing my when, as soon as she hit the ground, my wife's like, "Well, that went the doctor." I was like, yep. "Oh!" And then Eugene, he got shot, and I was like, "Oh crap! Are we gonna lose both of them?"
Yeah, Eugene.
That guy.
Now what the fuck?
Now let me ask you. You're a girl, so
I know where this is going already.
Did you, when Eugene has to bite Dwight in the penis region, mm-hmm. I'm asking you because you're a girl, you've been on there probably in some time before in your past. Do you feel that Eugene had a good grip? Did he go down good?
I don't know, because biting is not supposed to happen.
Okay, good answer. Because I would have been worried. I'd be like, well, there was this one time I locked on him. Yeah, so I'm glad you didn't say anything like that, because that would have been.
I'm just like, how strong is his jaw that he was able to bite that through the jeans?
Dude, hello?
He like had death grip.
Hold on, he didn't rip it off.
I know.
I was waiting for him.
But he got through the pants and was able to latch on.
He was like a pit bull. He wasn't letting go. That was a kung fu grip.
For real.
I mean, seriously, he got on there, and I, at first I thought, okay, he's biting, and then I was like, oh, he's, I was like, God, he bite him in the dick. He's bite him in the dick.
Brancy texted me, and she's like, did, dot, 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 did he just bite him in the dick? I was like, yes, he did.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to pull something out, and just like, you know, because as soon as he did that, flashback of Rick, when Carl was about to get, that was a dark episode. And Rick just bites that dude's throat. I got flashback. Even though the throat and the balls and the dick are two different things, I got that flashback. I was like, ooh. I was like, man, if he comes out and just rips out, I was like, oh, Eugene is going to be on the top of my list. Yeah. But, you know, he just had a good little grip on it and took down Dwight. What do you think about Dwight?
I don't understand why they couldn't shoot him.
What do you mean, like, oh, like when he was trying to escape?
Yeah.
I know my wife was doing that. I'm like, really? Like, you can't hit the guy? I don't know.
I mean, Daryl knows he should have killed him the first time he met Dwight. Yeah. But then it's like, you just, you know that, and you told Carol that, and then you had the chance, and
yeah, I think he was
going to happen.
I think he's going to definitely, it's definitely on, because I think next week, did you get a chance to see the commercial for next week?
Yes.
Yeah, it's obvious that
Daryl's going after him.
Yeah, and at first I was like, well, maybe he's going after Carol. My wife's like, no, it's now it's personal. It looks like it's really personal, because I think Daryl just – I probably blames himself.
For Denise.
Yeah, because if he would have killed this guy, this wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But do you think – let me ask you a question. Do you think that's fair for someone, for the characters in The Walking Dead? You are in the zombie apocalypse, right? And, you know, are you supposed to – are you supposed to feel bad every single time? I mean, there's a lot of times like, what if I would have done this, and it eats away the person. Do you think that's – do you think – as for you, do you think that if you were in that situation, would you allow yourself to get that way, or would you have to like eventually tell yourself, Kristen, it's a zombie apocalypse. I can't feel bad for every person that dies that I could have done something.
I mean, I think the way that Daryl handles it, like, because everybody handles it different. Mm-hmm. So to me, I would be upset because – I'm getting closer to these people. And I mean, after that speech that Denise gave Daryl, saying that he reminds her of her brother, I would be upset, but I think I would be more like Daryl, where I would let it upset me because it does. And I'm just like that, but then just keep moving.
Yeah. So you wouldn't be like, screw this. I'm getting on my bike and I'm going to go get revenge.
Like Carol right now.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, do you think, and that's what I was trying to figure out. I was telling my wife, I was like, is she leaving? And my wife's like, yeah, she is. Is she leaving to go get revenge? Or is she leaving because she just needs some air and she's just going to be a loner? What did you gather?
I think the saviors fucked her head up. I think between Morgan and these saviors, I think her brain is just fucked.
So you really think she's going off to do a one-man assassin? And she's going to go off to try to find Negan.
I don't think she's going to try to find him. I think she's just going to try to survive by herself. Because in that letter that she left, she was saying something about, I can't love anyone because I can't kill for anyone. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she's, I think she just is having trouble killing people. That's where what we were talking about last week, though, because I don't understand where that's coming from. Because Carol was always like, kill or be killed.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it was like,
I'm telling you,
everything changed.
It's fucking Morgan. I'm telling you, it's the Morgan. I'm telling you, it's the Morgan. I think I even wrote my little review for the Good Shows app. I was like, she's got the Morgan. It's the Morgan stuff. He just
but with Morgan, that took a while.
I think
for him to get like that. With Carol, it was like from one episode to the next, it was like, oh my God, I don't want to kill anyone. But it's like, why though?
Well, you know what? I mean, maybe we did see that episode where she was, I mean, because we know that there's been a little time, right? I mean, I guess she started writing in her little book and then Morgan started. So I think it was building up. That's what I think. And I think that when she wrote down that number and saw the 18, maybe, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out because, you know, last week I was thinking, am I worried about Carol? No, she's a tough broad. She's going to get through this. But for her to leave the group and then it's obvious that, you know, she's like, don't follow me. And, you know, Rick's like, what time she leave? Let's go. And Rick ain't playing.
Yeah.
You know, Rick's going to go get her. Would you give Carol her wishes and not go after her? Or would you say, screw this, we got to go get her?
I think I would go get her.
See, I would think so also. I would do the same thing.
Well, because number one, she is tough and she does know how to play the.
Oh, yeah. She's good at that.
I'm the weak baker, but she's a badass. Yeah. So it's like, she's important to that group.
Yep. I don't know, man. I think we have two episodes to the finale or something like that. Is it two to the finale?
Yeah,
or
I think it's two.
So yeah, next week, because you know this whole.
And I saw today that the finale is going to be an hour and a half.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that means Daryl. I mean, that means Glenn could die in the last 30 minutes.
Shut up!
I'm just saying.
Stop it.
Something that I was upset about. Mm-hmm. Rosita and Spencer.
Spencer needs to get his. Leave him alone.
No. You saw how Rosita's vagina got him hooked on the first night.
Mm-hmm.
He came over there like, I'm going to make dinner and I'm going to kill all the saviors for you and I want to have a baby.
Yeah, but he's alone. He's abandoned.
He is. I mean, I get it. I get it. But like, come on. Like, she's tough. Yeah, I mean, he's already coming off as a wuss.
Yeah.
You know, and it's obvious that Rosita's like, hey, here's what it is. It's a booty call.
And you know what upset me is Sasha and Abraham. What the? I don't get that.
I think they're like two. Do you ever see the movie Aliens?
No.
Oh my God. You have to watch Aliens. There's a couple in Aliens. They're Marines, and it's the girl and a guy, and their boyfriend and girlfriend. I think they're boyfriend and girlfriend. But they're like hardcore, like, hoorah. And if you saw them in there, this is Abraham and Sasha. Like, they're just two just badass testosterone alpha males, you know? And it was weird because he's just standing out there. And at first I thought he was, like, at Tara's house and was going to tell her the bad news or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she walks out and he's just standing all, you know, like, officer and gentleman. And I don't want to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Life's too short. And like, come on in. And bam, that's it. Did you see that look that Sasha did when she looked down and saw Rosita down there?
Yeah.
Fucking snatch.
Yep.
I mean, I like Sasha because she's vital to the group. She knows how to whoop ass.
Well, yeah, I think she's come a long way because for a while there, we were like, oh my God, just kill her ass already.
Yeah,
started going crazy, but.
I like crazy Sasha. I don't know. But I mean, I like this Sasha better than the other one. Because the other one
definitely.
Was, yeah, the other one was so, unbalanced. You just didn't know exactly what you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I miss Tyrese. Remember Tyrese?
What?
I just love how
Oh my God. I got my older brother to start watching The Walking Dead. So he's on the fifth season right now because he's been binge watching. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Tyrese. And I was like, no, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't.
If you only knew about Tyrese.
He starts telling me about all these people. And I'm like, no.
Like, no. Don't get to liking them, buddy.
Nope.
Mm-mm. What did you think about when Eugene is recovering in the bed and he's like, you gonna apologize to me? And he's like, yes, you know how to bite a dick, Eugene.
And I mean that I know. With respect.
I'm telling you, Abraham's lines are just awesome.
I know. I was just going to say, we need to have like a segment every week where we talk about like the funniest Eugene-ism.
That would be it. We should just record them all and then play them.
Yeah, because he said something today that he would have a better chance of picking up a turd. On a clean end.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yep. That is him.
Lines for him.
Let's see what else. So we talked about the letter. We know it's going to get crazy. Tara, I think she's probably going to have a nervous break. Do you think Tara's going to come back and be like, no more bloodshed? Or do you think she's going to be like, fuck that, I'm going to kill the saviors?
I don't know, because I feel like we're getting like bits and pieces of certain situations. Mm. And I feel like the whole Tara and Denise thing, like when did that even start? Because from one episode to the next, that was like, oh my God, I love you. And then from one episode to the next, Carol's like, I don't want to kill anyone. I feel like we're missing something.
I don't know. Yeah, I can tell that Carol thing's bugging you because you can't figure out like where it came from.
No, I can't. And Carol, I don't think Carol is the type to just kill anyone. Like, she wasn't like Rick. You know, I think Rick would kill anybody just to protect his group.
I agree.
I don't think Carol was like that, but Carol did what she had to do.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I don't know where I'm telling you. I still think that. I think about it, it's Morgan. I think Morgan planted that seed, and then it started. And then I think when Morgan told her, it's like, oh yeah, you're just as much to blame.
Yeah.
I think that started a little, because all it takes is that little crack. It's like a crack in a window, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the writing in the book and just everything else. And I just hope she gets it. I think I said that in my Good Shows app. I was like, I got faith in Carol. She just needs to get her. I need her back on the group.
And exactly.
She needs to. For me, I'd be like, give Carol about a day. Let's go get her. Where's she at? She's by that tree camping. Okay, we'll go get her tomorrow. But let her give her some air to breathe.
She's not the weakling that you have to be like, oh my God, she can't survive out there. Like, Carol's a badass.
And you really look at it. I mean, even like when she sat down with Daryl and she, I think she at one point she thought that Daryl was going to, it was like, hey, those people that you found, you did save them. And then she's like, well, I guess we got to remember that. And then he snaps and says, no, I should have killed them. And that was it. And then at the end of this episode, here he is burying Denise. And now Carol's like, okay, you were right. You should have. So it's okay. And that's when I saw that. I was like, okay, she's kind of validating. Like, okay, I'm not that fucked up.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden she's like, okay, I'm writing a letter. I'm out. And at first, then I thought, okay, the letter going to, what was his name? Todd? What is his name?
Tobin.
Tobin. I thought, okay, she's breaking up with Tobin because she's just a badass and she doesn't have time for penis. That's what I was thinking she was going to do. But then she's like, I'm leaving. I was like, whoa.
Explanation, please.
Yeah, but please, where is she going? Why is she leaving? So, I don't know. And you saw all the cars lining up and them pulling guns into the cars.
Yeah.
It's about to go. It's going to be a war.
I know.
And Glenn's
I'm so scared.
And Glenn's going to die.
No.
Do you think we'll lose? I mean, do you think the finale is going to be like we'll lose like three big names? Big names, but just it could be Spencer, Glenn, and Father Gabriel.
I like how you throw Father Gabriel in there.
Well, yeah. I like Father Gabriel.
Maybe Tobin is going to say, let's go after Carol, and he's going to join them, and then he's going to die.
He's a wuss.
Yeah, I know.
He ain't going to make it. Well, I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah.
But it was a good episode. This whole thing was a nice calmness, and then I was like, okay. I was like, something's going to happen. And then my wife was telling me, she was like, when Rosita wanted to go down the tracks and he wanted to go one way, she was like, why is she going? I was like, why is she going that way? And then she was sitting there. And then the second time, we were like, oh my God, something's going to happen. Sure enough, Eugene comes out with Dwight and his burned face. And I bet you that was Negan.
Burned him?
Yeah, I bet you somebody burned him in that camp for what he did. That's what I'm thinking.
But his face wasn't burned when Daryl saw him, right?
Not when they first saw him.
Did Daryl do that?
No, I don't think so. Uh-uh. He was still all normal looking. This afterwards, something happened. So he must have got picked up. But remember, they found the bike.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Are we good?
I think so.
Did you get everything off your chest?
On The Talking Dead, the guest that was on that was a teacher.
The teacher.
I like that he brought up something about the episode being centered around Denise and the whole thing with the baby, like that Rosita said, I'm not babysitting her by myself.
Oh, yeah, that was.
And then she saw the baby or the crib and everything.
Yeah.
I like how that kind of tied in with her because she was, if you think about it, she's kind of like an infant in that situation. Like, she had no idea what things were like. And
then also,
Daryl asked her if she's ever been outside there, and she said no.
Not at all. And then, of course, her brother. I didn't know she had a brother. And then it came to me, like, when she made that oatmeal bar. And she gave it to Daryl saying, you remind me of somebody. I remember us talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember us talking about it. I was like, who is it? It was her brother.
Mm-hmm.
So that.
Yeah, when I saw her with the little keychain, I was like, my mom said, oh, does that say Denise? And I was like, no, it's Dennis. I said that she probably has a twin.
Yeah. I thought she was getting it for Tara. I was like, oh, she's going to get her keychain. And then I thought it was Denise also. I was like, that's kind of like weird that she's getting a keychain with her own name on it. So you can give it to Tara. And then when I saw Dennis, I was like, but that speech, man, oh, so good.
I know. I'm sad because I liked her.
And that arrow with Daryl's crossbow.
I know. At least he has it back.
Yes, he does. And his bike. And now he's about to go lose it all again by going back out there and hunting down. He's going to hunt those fools down.
I know. He better not be the one that dies.
You know what? That's the rumor.
Stop it.
I know people are listening right now. But they're saying they're like, Daryl's not part of the comics. Daryl could go.
No, Daryl can't.
That would suck. Yeah, oh, my so God. Well. Rick would lose his shit. Rick would. And Michonne. Woo!
And Carol.
And Carol. Oh,
because him and Carol have that.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Glenn getting killed.
No, I don't want to talk about that either.
Okay, fine. Are we done?
Yes.
All right. I think we're done. Thank you very much, Kristen, for joining me and me joining you. I know we didn't have Jesus. I would have loved to read Jesus's review on Good Shows, but I don't think he's written it yet. And Brancy, of course, she's like, I got homework. I'm too popular for you guys. So it's okay, Brancy. Maybe one day you'll be able to join us. Maybe for the Fear of the Walking Dead. It starts in April. You know what? Yes. What I understand is like why Brancy thinks her education is more important than our little recap show.
I mean, she did talk about what's his face, Eugene biting the dick.
that's what she took off from it.
No, she said that Rosita has to get over it because Abraham is being a douche.
I think she is getting over it. She slept with Spencer.
Yeah, but she's not over it.
I think Brancy needs a good song. That's all I'm saying, Brancy. If you're listening to this.
You're crazy.
Go on a date with somebody.
Fear the Walking Dead starts the day after my birthday.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, I was getting excited about the episodes, the new season. How old are you going to be?
That's what I'm saying.
How are you going to be? Like 37?
32.
Woo! You're getting up there.
32. Stop it.
Jeez. Next comes 40.
Quit it.
And then you have some babies. Anybody that's listening, Kristen is single and she needs a man. All right, Kristen. And on that note, why don't you let people know where they can find you in case they want to ask you on a date?
Well, no, but you can find me on accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, on Facebook at According to Kristen, and I have Snapchat now and don't know how to use it, but it's Kristen0409.
Sweet. Oh, I'm going to be interested to see. I think, aren't we friends on Snappers?
Yes.
I think we are. I go on your page every once in a while, and it's like a picture of a leaf, and then like, I think you took.
And there's nothing on it.
You took like a picture, like when you were taking a dump one time, and I was like, "What is
That's
this?"
That's false.
So, people, if you're into poop, go ahead and follow Kristen if you want to. For me, you can check me out on my blog, iwatchmike.com, Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and iwatchmike on Facebook. Of course, you can also find some of our stuff, a lot of our stuff, on the VRO.com. We're on there, and we do show recaps and all that good stuff. So you can find a lot of the stuff that we do for our Audio Boom channels. And if you know what that is, good for you. If not, then you better look it up. But we also post our shows on Block Talk Radio, of course, the VRO.com as well. And let's see what else. You can find us on Good Shows. It's an app in the Apple Store. It's only for iPhones, but it's soon coming to Android. But if you go to the Apple Store and search Good Shows, if you're a fan of TV and movie, if you're a fan of the TV tag and Get Glue, get on there. And you can follow Kristen at Kristen@0409 and myself, Mike the Movie Guy. And that's it, huh? I think we're done.
Yes, we are done.
All right, so we'll be back next Sunday to talk more of The Walking Dead. Will we have Jesus with us? Brancy, your infected niece, who knows? Have a good one. Say goodbye.
Bye.